Yeah, no, he definitely has better knowledge of our system. You know, this is for the rookies or guys that were rookies last year. You know, this is a much easier spring for them because they know where to go. They know what to do. I've seen a lot of improvement with all the guys that were rookies last year. Braxton had a good day yesterday. So, you know, it's only May, you know, it's OTAs, but it's looking pretty good. Quiz looks good. Yeah, it's can't say enough about that guy. I mean, to come back from what he's come back from and to be out here playing football, I mean, I'd go so far as to say that might be unprecedented. You know, to make it back to where he's at right now, it says a lot about him. It says a lot about this organization, that this organization stuck by him. It says a lot about the Houston Medical Center with the cancer hospital and everything. And he's doing great. He looks good out there, and you know he's really. I think he's got a chance to really keep getting better. Yeah, I like Julian. You know, he's a rookie, so they're all learning. It's tough in no pads. Yeah, I think the true test for linemen is when the full pads are on in camp. But so far, he's smart. He works hard. He's got a good skill set for that position. So far, so good. But again, the true test for linemen is when they put pads on. Yeah.
How has he improved? We talked to you last week, but how has he improved this week? If each day getting better?
Yeah, no, he's gotten better. He's gotten better every day. I think the hard part about this week is there's more snaps in the red zone where things happen a lot faster down there, and that's always something that takes a rookie quarterback probably the longest to learn how fast things happen down there. But he works hard. He's in here all the time studying. I think he was coached really well at Clemson. So he has a good basic fundamental knowledge of football. He's got instincts, and he's getting better every day.
With quarterbacks, Deshaun, and really every player at every position, when you have so many guys and so many moving parts, first unit, second unit, third unit, how does that affect the evaluation process?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's OTAs, you know. So I think the evaluation has a lot to do with the mental part of the game, the execution. There's no real first, second team, third team all the way through. You see some so-called first teamers in there with so-called third teamers. So I wouldn't judge anything by that. I think it's great you guys are out here, but I would just tell you that it's OTAs and the truth, it's not real football. They're in their gym shorts, jerseys, helmets, no pads. The true test will be in West Virginia. Yeah, my Memorial Day weekend was awesome. Spent time with my family, my wife, which was a good thing, I guess, for me. I don't know about for her. I guess you'd have to ask her that. But just on Memorial Day, you know, I think it's you know, we talked to the team about this, you know, the sacrifice that so many have made for this country. You know, I haven't seen you guys since the first time you guys were out here. You know, the military is obviously very important to our organization, what we do to honor our military members and especially the ones that made the sacrifice. So Memorial Day was great to be able to honor those people. I think the health of the team, I mean, I've been asked this a couple times, you know, look, there's some guys that we're holding out a little bit. They could probably practice right now. There's some guys that have some hamstrings, usually younger guys that aren't used to the running, some quads and things like that. But I think overall, I think we're in pretty good health for this time of the year. And, you know, it'll be important to be in great health when training camp starts.
Take two more.
Bill, some thoughts about Lonnie Valentine as he's persevered through a number of injuries trying to make an impact here. Some thoughts about where he's at, right?
Yeah, we stuck by Lonnie. You know, Lonnie has a good skill set, we think. He's a great guy. He's had some, obviously, ups and downs with injuries, more downs than ups, you know. But when he did play, which was, you know, it hasn't been much, but when he did play, showed flashes of the player that we thought he could be. But this is a big year for Lonnie. You know, this is a big year. He's got to have a good training camp and good preseason.
How did Jalen come through that hit a while ago?
I think he's all right. I called it off. We had more to go right there. But, you know, these guys are really competitive. And, you know, it's OTAs and it's non-contact. But everybody wants to win. So football's a contact sport. It's tough. You know, that I'm going to try to hold my tongue on some of the off-season rules with the NFL. I don't agree with a lot of them. And so, you know, we're just trying to execute as good as we can with no pads on and see if we can just continue to get in better condition and be ready for training camp. Anybody else? That's it. See ya.
Thanks.